Welcome to the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast with your host, Audrey McLaughlin.
Hey friends, thanks for tuning in to episode 027 of the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Audrey. I am, let's call it an equine naturopath. I'm actually a human naturopath who has, in the past several years, started seeing horses as I noticed a similar issue in equine as there are in humans. So I help people identify the root cause and work through energy medicine and nutrition techniques to heal what's going on with their horse at the root. So welcome. Today we have a question, and I actually generally don't go back and edit or add things to podcasts, but I had recorded this podcast and then the person that submitted the question that was the inspiration for this podcast reached out and said, "Hey, Audrey, you never answered my question." And so what I think probably happened is I think I probably saw the question and then forgot to answer. Later thought, "Oh, I have inspiration for a podcast." Did this podcast. And then when she wrote back in saying, "Hey, I think you missed my question," or maybe it didn't land, then I was like, "Oh, shoot. I may have seen that. I may have missed it." Either way, there's a podcast episode coming up. So this one is a special thanks to Rebecca. She had originally written in and said, "I've been listening to your podcast since you started, and I really love it. So helpful and intuitive. I've contacted you before regarding books, I think. I have a question for you. I am an equine sports massage therapist, and I've noticed that after doing massages on horses that have had a lot of trauma, in other words, lots of owners, run through oxygen injury, mistreatment, etc., I seem to take on some of that energy myself, and I end up feeling exhausted afterwards. I usually have to go take a nap. It's not the physical work, I don't think. I think it's the emotions. Could you suggest a way to let that go, block it before I start, not let it seep onto me, maybe even do a podcast on it? Would love to have some suggestions. Thank you." So thank you, Rebecca. Again, I apologize for not getting back with you sooner. And here is your podcast. Okay, so let's dive in. What do we do when we take on the energy of others around us? Well, first of all, that's called being an empath. And it's not unusual for people in the profession of helping others to be some degree of empath. An empath is a person that is highly attuned to feelings and emotions of the other beings around them and tend to have a much greater ability to discern what the people or beings around them are feeling. Oftentimes it goes beyond the kind of conventional definition of empathy, which is just understanding the feelings of others, right? But it extends to actually taking those feelings on energetically and being able to feel at a really deep energetic and emotional level what is going on with another being, particularly if you've been in the same vicinity of that person or horse, or especially if you're laying hands on them. So massage therapists, body workers, chiropractors, KT tape professionals, all of those that are working in close, intimate contact with horses or other people, the same for people too, have the ability to absorb that energy. And so you don't want to do that, right? Because it makes you feel tired and exhausted. And sometimes other beings, particularly people usually, but sometimes horses too, are what you might consider an energy vampire. So they kind of suck your energy away. And what's really happening is they're not taking your energy per se. They are giving you their trauma, their emotions, their troubles, and you are taking it on, and that drains your energy. So there's a couple of things you can do, more than a couple of things, really. One, taking plenty of time for yourself. But if you have multiple clients in a day, or if you work with multiple horses in a day, then who can take a nap in between each one of those, right? The other one is to be selective on what horses that you schedule when. And so I found that if you already know a horse has a particular history, then you can sort of shift that schedule or schedule other horses around them to kind of balance out your day. But guess what? Not always are those things possible. So I'll tell you what I do. So I have something that I lovingly call my pink bubble of protection. And it actually came from my mom. When I would travel, when my girls were just babies, she would say, you know, pink bubbles. And what that meant was to kind of puff out your aura and shield yourself from danger, from taking on others' emotions, physical danger, energetic or emotional danger, right? So it's a really simple, I mean, basically 4 or 5 step technique. And it's just something that you do first thing in the morning. So you just center yourself in your heart, right? You feel down into your heart center. And remember, your heart center is not where your anatomical heart is on the left side of your chest, but it's right in the middle of your chest, right in the midline. So you just take a breath, focus your energy into your heart, and then take a nice big inhale into that area. And when you exhale, begin to see your transformative pink bubble of protection or your transformative pink shield come from around your heart and expand to envelop your whole being, your whole person. Now, I like to blow mine up so that it's like 4, 8, 12 feet out around me. And this doesn't stop things from coming in. What it does is transmute the things that are coming in. And so it prevents you from picking up on, I won't say picking up, I'll say taking with you the energy of others, the negative energy of others. It immediately transforms your own body field, your own energetic field around your body into a positive and raised energetic vibration. Now, I do this just at, you know, at the end of my meditation, my nice big inhale into my heart center, exhale, build my bubble, and then open my eyes. And then I can look around me and see how this, you know, energy bubble transforms negativity coming in and going out, right? It's kind of like putting on your rose colored glasses. Now, if pink doesn't resonate for you, it could be your white light bubble or your yellow bubble, or your cosmic stardust bubble, whatever it is, what you're doing is putting up an energetic shield of protection. Now, I use a bubble versus a shield because for me, a shield is one-sided, right? And you want 360 degree protection all the way around under your feet and above your head. Some other things that you can do, particularly if you are working with horses, is you can carry labradorite or rose quartz with you. You can wear shielding jewelry. You'll almost always see me with a black tourmaline bracelet on my right hand. Depending on how much you know about energy work in general, your left side of your body is receiving, your right side of your body is sending. And so I use the black tourmaline on my left wrist, or excuse me, on my right wrist, because I'm pushing that protection out. And then on my left wrist, I'll put what I'm trying to draw in. As far as crystal bracelets, you can also wear some sort of shielding stone on a necklace chain tucked into your shirt in front of your heart chakra as well. That's always a good way. Now, in between horses, in between treatments, you will want to physically shake the energy off your hands. One way to do that is just rubbing your hands together really, really fast and then literally shaking them off with the intention to send whatever energy you've picked up back to earth. And to, you know, maintain whatever energy is yours. Another technique for in-between client horses is to use a selenite wand. Selenite wands are relatively inexpensive. You can get them for, I don't know, $2 to $6 a piece, depending on how big they are. And you can legitimately just comb your aura. So wipe it all over your body to transmute anything that you've picked up. And you know, I always love to give you things that you don't need extra tools for. Crystals are a beautiful adjunct therapy, but the power is with you. The power is in your energetic being. And so I want you to be able to do that, you know, without having, you know, I want you to feel empowered, even if you don't have any of the tools. The tools are absolutely fun and can enhance these techniques, but ultimately the power and the intention is with you. So the last tip that I will give you is to simply, between clients, take a nice big inhale and say to yourself or out loud, I'm calling back all of my energy. And then on the exhale, I'm releasing in all the energy that does not belong to me. And then you move on to your next client. That's also a nice little thing to do first thing in the morning and right as you go to bed. So I hope this has helped you. If you feel like you're taking on the energy of other beings or other people even around you, Next week, we are going to talk about EPM. So that's going to be a good one. I can't wait for you to tune in there. And thank you. As always, I'm always rooting for you, friends. See you next time.
Thanks for listening to the Equine Energy Medicine Podcast. Ratings and reviews are always appreciated. We'll catch you in the next episode.